This episode is about the ghost town of Promontory, Utah. For a few brief moments, the eyes of the world focused on Promontory in Utah Territory, as a thin ribbon of iron united the nation by rail. The town, on May 10th of 1869, only boasted a single muddy street with a few canvas and rough-cut lumber shacks lining it. Promontory served as the terminus for the Central and Union Pacific Railroads until November of 1869. By that time, 30,500 passengers had traveled through Promontory. After the terminus was moved to Ogden, Promontory became a small, quiet stop on the Transcontinental Railroad with a population of 120 people. Albert Richardson of the New York Tribune wrote, "Promontory is neither city nor solitude, neither camp nor settlement. It is bivouac without comfort. It is delay without rest. It is sun that scorches and alkali dust that blinds. It is vile whiskey, vile cigars, petty gambling, and stale newspapers at 25 cents apiece. It would drive a morbid mind to suicide. It is 30 tenths upon the Great Sahara, sans trees, sans water, sans comfort, sans everything. An unlikely and inconvenient meeting place, Promontory in Utah Territory eventually developed into a town. The handful of temporary establishments in 1869 gave way to more permanent services in the 1870s. There was a family, the Brown family. They owned and operated the Golden Spike Hotel in the 1870s and in the 1880s. They offered travelers a chance to dine at the Last Spike. In the early 1900s, the hotel became the Houghton General Store. The store sold a variety of goods, including tobacco, socks, cured meat, and even wine. The building also served as a depot, post office, and boarding house. After a roof collapse in the 1950s, the building was finally demolished in 1965. You can still see in the brush the foundations of the building. As I walk around the site, I can see the site of an old cemetery, a little more than a depression in the soil now. There were several graves reported to have been there, and that was maintained by the Whitaker family for many years. Like any vehicle, the locomotives needed maintenance to function reliably. A roundhouse was constructed in Promontory to perform work on the locomotives. While nothing exists above ground, archaeologists discovered the brick foundation and drain pipes just a few inches under the surface. Della Owens, the daughter of Hans Ethelbert Larsen, was born in Brigham City in 1909 and lived in Promontory. Her family raised horses, cattle, and dry farmed in the valley. You can see metal post fencing off a cistern that was part of their ranch house. She would have been 7 years old in 1916 when the Last Spike Monument was erected there. She would have walked past it every day on her way to school. Promontory had enough children to necessitate a school being built shortly after the town was founded. After the area was designated a national monument in 1965, all existing structures were moved or demolished. The schoolhouse is currently visible from the entrance road and on private property. It's an interesting place. If you want to go out and visit Promontory, they have a really cool visitor center, a little museum with all kinds of things to see about the Golden Spike times and bringing the railroads together there.